Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So on Valentine's Day, you know, we do it with a little edge here. So we're playing rock ballads, right? In the last segment, we played the Scorpions, Still Loving You. Play a little Journey now, a little Faithfully for you. Speaking of Journey, Def Leppard and Journey are coming to the BB&T Center August 17th. I like it. I'll be there for that one. All right, time to talk a little Oki. And a little entertainment, because, of course, the BB&T Center is an incredible place for entertainment. The Panthers are entertaining lately, winning 5 of 6. Let's talk to the president and CEO of the Panthers, Matthew Caldwell. You can follow him on Twitter at Caldwell16. How are you doing, Matthew? Oh, let's bring him. There we go, Matthew. You there?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, man. How you doing?
I'm great. Great. No other person I'd rather hang out with than you on Valentine's Day.
What's the plan tonight? You know, we were talking about this. My wife's at a point now where I don't even have to bring flowers anymore. She doesn't want flowers. Like, everything else is cool. Like, you know how women are. Oh, you don't need to do this. You don't need to do that. You really do need to do it, of course.
Yes.
But I really legitimately don't have to get flowers anymore. So I'm wondering, how about you? How long you been married?
I'm actually not married, but I have a girlfriend.
Okay. Yeah, so you're still in the flower stage.
Yeah. I'm still wearing my stripes. But I work 24/7, so... I'll be able to go out to dinner tonight, but you know, I'm all over the place, so she knows I'm busy.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Trying to get great entertainment, you know, and concerts and hockey games and everything.
Yes, and the hockey right now is as hot it could be, man. 5 of 6, Trocheck with the hat trick the other night. That was a lot of fun. Giving up 5 goals is not a lot of fun, but hey, if you can get 7, we're all good.
Yeah. It reminded me of one of the games earlier in the season where they, you know, outscore a team by a bunch, you know, because we're giving up. So it was Lama's first game back. He was a little rusty, but it's good to have him back. Luongo's getting close too. So with the way Sitari's been playing, we'll have some decisions to make there. But we'd rather have tough decisions like that than, you know, folks sitting on the sidelines. So, and then Trocheck's hat trick was great the other night. Guys were scoring. We scored on the power play twice. We got a penalty shot that we scored on. So it was good to see the team scoring when opportunities came up.
It was funny because the loss the other night kind of made the decision for Bugner really, really easy. Okay, all right, we'll go with Reimer. But I would be interested to see if they would have won the other night and made it 5 in a row. Does he then put Reimer between the pipes, or does he say, you know what, I'm going to stay with Sitari until he loses? That's really what I would have loved to have seen.
Yeah, I think he, it's all in his hands, but I think he did at least subtly mention that he would stick with the hot hand. So, you know, if he totally would have beat the Kings, I think it would be tough to pull him out of the lineup. Anyway, we gave Reimer a shot. We won. And we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Hey, I don't want to give the other team any credit, but I got to say that those Edmonton Oilers orange jerseys were actually pretty groovy looking, weren't they?
Yeah. You know what? You got to give credit when credit is due. They were pretty cool looking. Yeah, they're a good team. They're having a little bit of a down season.
Yeah.
They were in the playoffs last year. They advanced, and McDavid is just off the charts, but yeah, I think our team, like, we just need more consistency. We show a lot of signs of brilliance until we have the talent. It's just a matter of, like, bringing it all together.
How about Dadanov, man? He picked up 2 goals. He's got 13 on the season. He's having a solid year for the Cats.
Yeah, he's been a great pickup. You know, he also was out for at least a month, you know, in like November timeframe. So, I mean, that, you know, the two front lines, the top six, are they're all really gelling right now. And Bugner, you know, it took him a while to find the right mix, but you know, splitting up Huberto and Barkov has seemed to pay good dividends. And I think Dadonov's playing great on the first line. So everybody's game's been elevated.
Yeah, and listen, considering, you know, the time off, all of that, for Reimer to come in, I thought he did a solid job overall. I know five goals is a lot, and not all of it was his fault, but still, I thought overall he had a decent night.
He did. Yeah, he did. They're a high-powered offense team that could score with anybody. So it was the first game back, I think. He looked all right. We had a couple of mistakes here and there, but I think it was a good first game back.
Yeah, and the best part is that right now, the way Sateri's playing overall, now you've got some depth at that position, and once you get Luongo back, you know, now you're starting to feel a little bit better about this team.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, goaltending is so important. We all know that, and we've had a lot of, you know, two big injuries this year in that position, so we've hung in there. You know, we're still in the playoff hunt. You know, we'd all want to be in a better place than we are right now, but we're playing much better if you look at the last 20 games. But this is the big push now. I mean, this road trip is pivotal. We got off to a good start against Edmonton. We got Vancouver, Calgary, Winnipeg. These are all tough teams. Then if we can get through that and play well, we come back. We play Washington, is it a week from tomorrow, on February 22nd. Big night for us. We're doing Black Heritage Night that night. Expect a great crowd. We have a lot of our youth hockey teams in the area that are coming out. So we'll come back against Washington. And then really the end of February and a lot of March is we're at home. So we're looking at that home stretch as a way to really make a strong push to the playoffs.
We're talking with Matthew Caldwell, the president and CEO of the Florida Panthers. Matt, I got to tell you, the one thing that you got to love and you got to appreciate is the consistency of Trocheck, that while we're watching, you know, we've watched up and downs with some of these young guys that, you know, they're really talented and they're figuring this league out. And then they've got to, you know, get to that point where they're, you know, consistently good. Well, Trocheck, man, you just got to say the last 3 years, that's what he's been, consistently good. And you got to really appreciate that guy.
Yeah, he's a gamer. There's no doubt about it. I remember Robbie Tallis, our goaltending coach, a great guy, I just heard him saying this in the press box one time, like I think it was during the 15-16 season, maybe the last year. He said, you know, this is a guy you win the Stanley Cup with. You know, he's got that special, you know, grit and determination that's just hard to find in anybody, so on that, and that's just professional athletes. I mean, he's just, he shows up every night. He plays really hard. He plays like he's like 6'5", you know, 250, right? Because it's so much intensity, and then he's so skilled too. So, it's been great to watch him.
Tonight, Vancouver, man.
Yeah.
Big game tonight, man. I mean, the boys got to find a way to continue to make that push because they don't have a lot of room for error now coming down the stretch.
Yeah, we don't. We beat them last Tuesday. It was the fourth game of the winning streak, so they're going to be coming after us. They're a good team. You know, their record may not show it, but they got a balanced attack. They can score. So it'll be interesting. We got to keep it going, though. It was a big win against Edmonton. This road trip's pivotal. It's going to be huge to, you know, Chris does the second half.
And I know they're in the bottom of the Western Conference standings, but it's still a road game, and no road games are not easy. I don't care where you're at. So any road win is a great win for this team, and that's why right now, I mean, this road trip is so important for them to have a great road trip here and pick up a bunch of points.
Definitely. And there's so much parity in the NHL. There's no easy games. You know, whether you're playing Tampa Bay, who's, you know, one of the top teams right now, or, you know, Vancouver, Arizona, some of the teams at the bottom. I mean, there's so much talent out there. You know, the margin of difference is so slim. So you're going to show up every night. And that's why, you know, like you talked about the consistency of Trocheck. Like, we need that from all of our players because, you never know on any given night who can take you down.
Yeah, so, no, I'm with you there. Hey, I mentioned we played Journey coming in because Journey and Def Leppard are coming to the BB&T Center August 17th. Last segment, I played a little Scorpions. You got any update for me on the Scorps?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do not. I knew you'd probably bring it up to me, so I checked in with their agent yesterday afternoon to get back to me saying that still nothing set yet, but I will definitely keep you posted. I know it's a big, big show for you.
Yeah, and you got Dead & Company coming February 26th. Big one to get back here.
Yeah, so that one was rescheduled. I think everyone knows it was supposed to be in December. So hopefully we can do the same with Scorpions.
And today's about the loved ones, but March 28th through April 1st, you got Disney on Ice, Reach for the Stars. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, probably our most popular family show. We have at least 7 or 8 shows that we put on, so all different times, all different dates. So just call in, you know, folks. Their service staff is great and taking care of people, and we'll just set you all up.
And you guys, man, are tearing it up. James Taylor, May 11th. Justin Timberlake, who was just did the halftime show in the Super Bowl, May 19th. Shania Twain, June 1st. Harry Styles, June 9th. Maroon 5, June 17th. Hall & Oates and Train, June 24th. Shakira, August 15th. Man, you guys are on a freaking roll, dude.
Thanks. Yeah, when you read them off like that, even I say to myself, wow, I can't believe we have all this on the books.
Cause I left Pink out April 25th, yeah. Jeff Dunham April 28th, James Taylor May 11th. I mean, it's like Hall of Famers all over the place.
we lock these artists down, and it's like on to the next one. It's such a grind that, you know, once you get them booked, and then our sales staff, of course, is out there pushing the show. You know, you step back and look at the entree of people that we've come through, it's pretty impressive. Our concert staff is just awesome, and the booking's been great. Elton John, I know that's in, I think, 2019.
Yeah.
We're going to have or later 18. Then we have a second show that we just announced, too, so we'll get them on the back end of the store.
No, you're right. You're getting them in 2 different years, which is just absolutely crazy. Hey, let me ask you, have you guys tried to get U2 in their latest tour that's coming up here later on this year? I'm actually traveling up to New York in June to go see him a couple times at Madison Square Garden.
Nice. We have. We're definitely trying to get that one. That would be huge. I know early on he was doing a lot of stadiums, but you know, we saw that he's doing MSG now, so we'll be all over that, try to bring him here to South Florida.
Yeah, because I'm actually going up there. I'm going to see him at MSG and at the Prudential Center, actually. Because I'm going to go out there for a week and see him a couple times. So I just was wondering, because they have no Florida dates whatsoever. They are not coming to this state whatsoever. So I was just wondering, how difficult was it? What was their plan? Why South Florida was not considered? And I would imagine you guys would be one of the destinations since they're doing arenas.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we there's a lot of great markets here, right? There's us, we've got AAA in Miami, even Tampa Bay, Orlando. So most artists do come to Florida in general. Sometimes we'll find that it's a little too far south for a certain tour. I don't know if that's been the case here with you too, but I'll check in with our folks and see. You know, of course, we would welcome that opportunity. I mean, that'd be an epic show.
Oh, of course. Man, they're selling out multiple nights in a lot of these arenas that they're going to. You know that they could easily sell 2-3 nights in your place with no problem whatsoever. You know how it is.
Yeah, 100%.
Those guys are amazing. Follow them on Twitter at Caldwell16. Tonight, you got to catch the Panthers, baby. They're back in action, taking down Vancouver, hopefully, tonight and get another win. Matt, as always, you're a stud, my man. Appreciate you taking
Thanks.
The time.
Appreciate it, big guy.
All right, man. Care. Be good. There you go. Matthew Caldwell, president and CEO of the Panthers, and the Cats are playing really well, man. 5 of 6. They got to keep climbing. They're 9 points right now out of the final playoff spot. They've got to go on a serious tear here because they've got to skip a lot. I think they have like maybe five or six teams in front of them between them and that last playoff spot. So they've got to do a lot of winning to leapfrog some teams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.